Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the results for Q3 conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during today's call, you can press star followed by zero on your telephone keypad. Just to remind you that today's conference call is being recorded. Now, I'd like to hand over to Chairperson, Mr. Dominic Lubicki. Please begin your meeting, sir, and I'll be standing by.
Thank you, Operator. Welcome, everyone, and sorry we are a little bit late, but we are organizing this conf call not from our premises because, as you know, today is a historical moment for our company. It's only Q3. It's not only Q3 results of Cyfrowy Polsat, but also announcement of the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat, a crucial step in the history of our company. But before I get to the details of this transaction, I would like to give the floor to the CFO of Cyfrowy Polsat, Tomasz Szeląg, who will present quarterly results in a couple of brief slides.
Thank you very much, Dominic. Welcome to everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the transaction we are announcing today, we prepared only short information about our results in the third quarter and the first nine months of 2010. However, our standard presentation describing all details of our operational and financial results can be found, as usual, on our website. On slide number four, we presented our operational results in terms of subscriber base. The title of the slide telling about dynamic growth in operational results is very appropriate. As at 30th of September, our subscriber base reached the level of almost 3.3 million, which accounted for circa 23% of all households in Poland. In other words, generating revenue set-top box of Cyfrowy Polsat is in every fourth family in our country. In comparison to the same period last year, our subscriber base increased by 361,000, mainly due to attractive DTH offers giving our subscribers high flexibility and an effective sales network. Subscriber base grew in our both packages, and at the end of the third quarter of 2010, Family Package and Family Plus package subscribers accounted for 79.2% and Mini subscribers 20.8%. In terms of MVNO subscribers, the base increased by 24,000, and as at 30th of September, we had 60,000 subscribers, and what is important, out of which 90% were postpaid ones. Our MVNO subscriber base is growing dynamically, and at the moment, we have circa 65,000 subscribers. And last but not least, in terms of broadband subscribers, at the end of the third quarter of 2010, we had 15,000. I would like to stress that coverage of broadband services has increased recently by 20 additional base stations and accounts for circa 30% of Cyfrowy Polsat subscriber base. What's more, our internet subscriber base is growing dynamically, and at the moment, we have circa 18.5 subscribers. ARPU and churn indicators were presented on slide number five. All ARPU indicators, namely blended, family, and mini, increased in the third quarter and first nine months of 2010 in comparison to the same period of last year. It is a result of a few factors, among which the most important are mentioned before: positive effect of promotional offers giving our subscribers flexibility, upgrading our current customers to premium packages, and last but not least, accounting aspect related to the customers going beyond initial period, which is particularly visible in mini package ARPU. Churn rate at the end of the third quarter was at the level of 10.2%, and it was in line with our assumptions we communicate also during the first and second quarter results. We completed the process of changing terms of conditions in Q2 2010, and since then we don't have a negative impact on our churn rate from this source. What's more, we are systematically loyalizing our subscriber base by an active and reactive retention programs, which has also positive influence on the churn rate. At the moment, circa 79% of Cyfrowy Polsat subscribers is loyalized. Positive trends in operational activities are linked to impressive financial results, which is presented on slide number 6. Revenues increased by 16% on a quarterly basis and by 19% in the first 9 months of 2010, as a result mainly of growing subscription fees, which accounted for 94% and 93% of total revenues respectively. In the third quarter of 2010, EBITDA grew by 25% and reached the level of 104 million, and EBITDA margin was at the level of 28.5%. The same data for the first 9 months of 2010 were 32% growth of EBITDA, and EBITDA margin exceeded 30%. Slide number 15 presents general information about financing, but I will tell about it later. Sorry.
Thank you, Tomasz. So now to the most important point of the of our today conf call. With the announcement of the announced transaction, Cyfrowy Polsat is acquiring 100% of Telewizja Polsat. As a result, Cyfrowy Polsat is creating the largest media group in Poland. There are many compelling rationale, but here I would like to take the opportunity to mention just few of them, the most important ones. Positioning for market leadership, in consequence, will be better able to compete in the Polish market. We have, therefore, superior growth prospect with the diversification of our revenues, and will benefit from a changing market environment and being able to exploit the technological changes. We see short-term synergies as well as medium-long-term strategic benefits. I will elaborate on in later part of the presentation. It is very important to point out that EPS will be neutral by 2012, and please note that this is before synergies. We target completion no later than February 2011, subject to financing and EGM approval. What is the most important is that we believe that we are getting this deal at very attractive valuation. We are acquiring TV Polsat for 3.75 billion Polish zloty, and this is the price for equity value. Two financial instruments will be used. We'll deliver 2.6 billion to the current shareholder of Telewizja Polsat in cash, and we'll issue warrants worth 1.15 billion Polish zloty to the shareholders of Telewizja Polsat. It's obvious but worth mentioning, we are assuming all assets and liabilities of Telewizja Polsat, and since we expect Polsat to be at the moment of the transaction net cash positive, approximately 150 million Polish zloty, we are closing this transaction with a valuation of 11.8 times 2010 estimated EBITDA. Closing this transaction, we are becoming unquestionable leader in Polish market. 2009 revenues of over 2.3 billion Polish zloty put us ahead of our competitor. Thanks to this, we'll have influence on rapidly changing landscape in Poland. This is a very clean transaction. We are taking full control over TV Polsat, who becomes 100% subsidiary of Cyfrowy Polsat. The new group structure is presented on slide 11, and the structure of Telewizja Polsat you can find in appendix. Telewizja Polsat will be consolidated for accounting purposes in Q1 2011. We are getting this deal for a very good price. We did a lot of work, spent a lot of time during due diligence and analyzing business in order to get right valuation. In terms of the valuation, we used following methods: trading multiples of the peers, comparable transactions, and DCF. You can see the results of this comparison in the graphs on page number 12. All of this led us to the conclusion that we are ready to offer to the current shareholder of Polsat 3.75 billion Polish zloty, and our offer was accepted. It is important to underline that national TV broadcaster is a unique asset, very rarely on sale, and in this very special transaction, the price includes premium for control. The price was confirmed by independent valuation opinion commissioned from KPMG. So we as a management board are very happy that we concluded this transaction at this price. As a result of this deal, there will be a change in ownership structure. Number of new warrants to be issued is expected to be 80,027,836. We are assuming exercise price of 14 zloty and 37 groszy based on 3 months weighted average share price as of November 12, 2010. New shares will constitute 23% of share capital and 15.2% of voting rights. The new shares will trade on Warsaw Stock Exchange on completion. We have agreed on governance. You can find the new boards of Telewizja Polsat on slide 14. After this transaction presented below, supervisory board, I believe, and management board, I believe, is a perfect composition to guarantee a successful build of the value of the investors for the future. The two person, Dominik Libicki and Tomasz Szelong, will join supervisory board after completion of the signing of this transaction. Now a little bit of details of financing. Tomasz, will you please take over?
Thank you, Dominik. Now is the right time to speak about financing, and this information is presented on slide number 15. We are currently negotiating loan facilities with banks in the amount of circa 3 billion zlotys, which will be generally divided into three parts, namely bank loan of 1.4 to 1.6 billion, bridge of 1.2 to 1.4 billion and revolver of 0.2 billion. We assume that after the transaction, the total net debt of combined 2000 EBITDA will be at the level of circa 4 times. Loan facilities that are currently negotiated by us will have the tenor of 5 to 7 years. And we are going to refinance part or even the whole of debt in 2011. The same year, I mean 2011, we plan to slightly deleverage due to refinancing and further reduce net debt over a 2 to 3 year period to 2x combined EBITDA, mainly as a result of positive cash flows generated on operational activities and amortization of loan facilities. As a result of the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat by Cyfrowy Polsat, the largest media group in Poland is created with strong diversified revenues, which was presented on slide number 16. We did a lot of work to prepare so-called pro forma revenues of combined entities, excluding intercompany transactions and also taking into consideration different accounting standards of both companies. You should know that Cyfrowy Polsat follows international accounting standards and Telewizja Polsat Polish ones. Both historical analysis presented on the right-hand side graph and most up-to-date calculation as at 30th of June 2010 show that we are combining two similar size businesses, however, with different revenue sources. Pro forma revenues as at 30th of June 2010 were above 2.4 billion zlotys, out of which subscription revenues from Cyfrowy Polsat subscribers accounted for 55%, and TV advertising revenues generated by Telewizja Polsat accounted for 38%. Similar analyses were done in terms of pro forma EBITDA and are shown on slide number 17. The graph on the left-hand side presents that pro forma EBITDA as at 30th of June 2010 was at the level of nearly 650 million zlotys, out of which Cyfrowy Polsat EBITDA accounted for 58% and Telewizja Polsat EBITDA contributed in 42%. Historical analysis of EBITDA margins of both companies, presented on the right-hand side graph, evidently shows that we are combining not only similar size businesses, as I said before, but also similar profitable businesses. Pro forma EBITDA as at 30th of June 2010 was at the level of 31%. However, forecasted growth of the advertising market and subscription fees, together with identified and planned synergies due to the transaction, should even improve combined margins in a short term, assuming, of course, that all other factors are unchanged. On slide number 18, EPS calculation was presented both before and after transaction. EPS for Cyfrowy Polsat on a standalone basis as at 30th of June 2010 was 0.95 zloty per share. And pro forma EPS in the same period, including financing costs, was 0.75 zloty per share, which is 20% lower. Taking into consideration pro forma EPS on a basis of consolidated business plan of both companies prepared by us and comparing it to the EPS calculated for Cyfrowy Polsat business plan on a standalone basis, we can conclude that as a result of dynamic growth of combined companies, EPS will be neutral in 2012. I would like also to underline that in above analysis we did not include all identified synergies, which we will talk about later on during the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Tomasz. In the third part of this presentation, very important part, I would like to tell you why we decided to buy Telewizja Polsat. But let me also remind you how big opportunity Poland is and to show you that we operate on dynamically growing market. Slide number 20 presents how we expect our pay TV market to grow. there is still, in our opinion, 1.5 million pay TV households to play for, and it's worth to remind you that historically Cyfrowy Polsat share of net addition was usually at the level of 55 to 65%. Total market penetration, which we believe is achievable, is around 80%. With our new product, high-speed internet, we entered a booming broadband market. We believe that there is 8.5 million broadband RGUs to capture, including home and mobile access. If we add to that, we launched also MVNO, mobile telephony product, to complete portfolio of our products, we became the first DTH operator in Poland to recognize that multiplay is becoming the key. On slide number 22, you can see the key market trends, and we are driving these changes. Our competitors has noticed that, and we believe that there will be more and more market consolidation in the future. It is obvious fact that one of similar attempts to prepare the better product for our clients is recent alliance between TVN and TPSA, and the wider and wider distribution and penetration of internet can result in new methods, cheaper methods of the distribution. So we are convinced that in order to maximize our market share, we have to secure key content. Securing the key content will have an effect of maximizing our market share in the future. We went through the process of analyzing what strategy we should implement, to build, to continue partnership with the broadcasters, or to buy. And to build, well, we decided that there is no time for this scenario. Partnership, we are working in this mode for last 10 years, and we believe that we exploited it to maximum potential already. So the answer, which was obvious for us, was to buy. And we decided that Telewizja Polsat is a unique strategic opportunity for our company, because it is a unique asset. The Polish biggest broadcaster with 13 channels. There is only National General Entertainment channel with its HD version. There is a portfolio of 11 thematic channels created for the biggest addressable market, Polish family, which matches exactly the Cyfrowy Polsat marketing. The same positioning as the products of our company. For those who are not familiar with our offer, it's worth to mention that Polsat Sport is number one sport channel in Poland. Polsat News, it's a very important segment, because there is a limited potential of other channels in the market, and there is a channel for each genre, for each member of the family. So the portfolio of this channel fits our strategy perfectly. Polsat is leader in content, has very good relations with the studios, buying content from Sony, Fox, Warner, Disney, practically all big names from Hollywood. Polsat is also very strong in sports. Currently, it has the license for Formula One, Champions League, Europa League. In the past, they broadcast two times World Cups. But what is the most important, it is the leading producer of local content, based on acquired and localized formats, as well as original ideas. I believe that this kind of a content both acquired and produced in-house will be the key in the future development of our business. On slide 27, you can see that background for TV Polsat is a very strong macro environment. Poland GDP growth forecasts are very positive, from 3 to 4.5% in coming years. And also, we believe that Poland ATV market should outperform the economy, driving the market up. Based on Zenit Optimedia forecast, we believe that ad market will growth will be at level from 4 to over 8% in the next few years. Despite the fact that Poland is a big economy in the region, we're still playing catch up with our neighbors. Ad spend in Poland in percentage of GDP and per capita is lower than in the not only in the mature Western European markets, but also in the countries from our region like Slovakia or Czech Republic. So we are confident that Polish market will naturally see a higher spend, ad spend in future. What is important that in this environment, TV remains the key. It has stable share of advertisement over 50%. On slide number 30, we would like to present you how strong is Polsat market position. It has a stable share of 19%, supported by the growth of the thematic channels. It is the fact that free-to-air channels are losing market share due to the defragmentation of the audience. But in Poland, it affects mostly national broadcasters. Polsat has unique portfolio of 13 channels, and this portfolio secures stable position with a clear prospect to grow in the future. Despite the fact that Polsat launched majority of thematic channels in last 2 years and still hasn't built perfect distribution, they have gotten already 3.2% of the audience share. So, but when we would like to compare apples to apples, where Polsat competes face to face with the other media group in Poland, we can see that Polsat channels are the best performing group of channels. On the right side of the slide 31, you can see its performance in the environment of Cyfrowy Polsat, where Polsat channels are getting 9% of the audience shares, leading over TVN and TVP. So Polsat is not relying only on market growth, but also on building the distribution and improving the profile of the audience, which will lead the future price increase of their advertisement. The deal with Cyfra Plus, concluded in September, is one of the steps on this path. Therefore, we believe that Polsat channels are well positioned for future growth and that this acquisition is a great opportunity for Cyfrowy Polsat. On slide 32, you can see that Polsat financial results are very good. This is a growing company, which revenues in 2010 are estimated at the level close to 1.1 billion Polish zloty. The revenues come from two sources: the ad revenue, which we will believe will grow due to an increase in ad spend, increase in reach of thematic channels, and increase of the profile of the viewer. The second source is subscription revenues, and we believe it will grow due to the increase in reach. So with the revenue of almost over 1 billion zloty and EBITDA margin close to 30%, this is a very good visibility. But more growth will come from the clear immediate synergies. We are locking them in six fields: cross promotions, marketing, technology, especially satellites, including transponders, securing of the content, and procurement and back office. As a part of a deal, we get effective promotional tool for Cyfrowy Polsat products today and in the future. We believe that thanks to these immediate synergies, we'll increase pro forma EBITDA margin by 2 percentage points in first 2 years. What is probably even more important, that thanks to mid- and long-term strategic benefits of this transaction, we are far better armed to achieve better results in what is the fundamentals of our Cyfrowy Polsat growth: subscriber growth, customer loyalty, and higher ARPU. There is no doubt that development of technology will change market environment. Together with Polsat, we can benefit from these changes more efficiently and cost-effectively, together creating new products, leveraging existing brands. Thanks to this, we believe in increase in EBITDA margin in the midterm by an additional 2 percentage points. Timetable to the completion is presented on slide 35. This is, as I said, an easy transaction. This week will there will be issued a notice of EGM, management board. For next 2 weeks is going to be on roadshow meeting investors. EGM we plan to call for December 17th, and then there will be few steps which will allow us to close the transaction no later than till March 2011. So, to conclude, we, Cyfrowy Polsat, remain completely focused on our strategic priorities: growing our pay TV business and the value of this market; secondly, developing broadband as our key second product; expanding telecommunication services; and launching new products. Therefore, we will sustain our leading market position and secure growth and profits. But with these transactions, our prospects are even stronger. By controlling the creation and distribution of content, we can offer what the customer wants and values. With a great choice of entertainment, we ensure customer satisfaction and loyalty and build market leadership. We'll continue cost-effective management and technology investment, and we'll secure this leadership, ensuring the shareholder value is maximized. That's why we strongly believe in this deal, and we hope that you will also find it a very attractive and appreciate. Thank you very much, and now we are ready to receive questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad, and to cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, it is star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register their questions. Our first question comes to the line of Dariusz Górski. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Hi, this is Dariusz Górski. I had a little bit of time since morning. So if I A little bit of time. No, I just want to clarify the numbers, if I may, because you're giving us a table on page 47. and 46 with revenues and all the other details of the P&L. I was just trying to calculate EBITDA myself, and honestly, I couldn't arrive at the same numbers you gave us, because you gave us EBITDA for 2009 of 229 and 37 2008, and you know the numbers if you look at tables on page 6 and on page 47. I understand there may be some peculiarity there. Secondly, if I might ask for clarification with regards to your first half revenues, which were given on one of the sites too, because you made slightly over $1 billion in revenues, and you're looking to make slightly over $1 billion in the full year. So again, probably it's, one is group, one is just the TV business, but if you could clarify that, thanks very much.
Okay, so in terms of EBITDA, the first question, I described also during our meeting in the morning that we did a lot of work to have pro forma EBITDA. And we took into consideration two facts. First one, that we exclude from this calculation intercompany transactions between Cyfrowy Polsat and Telewizja Polsat. That's the first issue. And the second issue that is more important in your question is that Cyfrowy Polsat follows international accounting standards and Telewizja Polsat Polish ones. And the biggest difference between IFRS and Polish standards is connected with the way how to account programming rights. In Polish accounting standards, amortization of programming assets of programming rights is not included in EBITDA, so it's out of the EBITDA indicator. That's why in the data, in the appendix, you've got much higher EBITDA included. And we tried to recalculate it on ourselves to have EBITDA in line with international accounting standards. So, direct answer, the difference in EBITDA of two indicators in appendix and in our slides is connected with the fact that we took into consideration ways of accounting programming rights in international accounting standards, not in Polish ones. The
just
second
qualify,
question. Yeah.
Whenever you say Telewizja Polsat, you mean the group of Polsat TV, not just.
Yeah,
TV
definitely,
business, right?
Definitely all results, because we are buying Telewizja Polsat group, okay. Capital Group. That's why we are talking also about Capital Group of Telewizja Polsat. And I had some problems with we had some noise, and I couldn't understand your second question. If you could repeat it.
Okay, basically it's again a number-related issue. You gave us a guidance for Polsat Group revenues for this year of 1093, 1.1 billion approximately. At the same time, gave us first half revenues of Polsat, which were also slightly over 1 billion. Maybe some intra-group calculation included here, but I mean these numbers are, you know, strikingly close.
Okay, so in terms of slide number 10, we just we add revenues from Telewizja Polsat and Cyfrowy Polsat for 2009. That's slide number 10. And in slide number 16, as I said, we tried to make the consolidation, to create the pro forma results. So we exclude intercompany transactions between these two companies. That's why for 2009 you have 2,256,000,000 revenues. That's the difference between these two numbers.
Makes sense. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time, sir, so I hand the conference back to you.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone, for attending. And as I said, the management board will be on roadshow and to your disposition. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation today. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.